Hey folks, Shanna Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. Some pretty interesting hacks are happening in the car hacking community, so I wanted to share these as a roundup this week. First off, let's talk about rental cars. Masamba Sinclair rented a Ford Mustang from Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and he used the FordPass app installed on his phone to control his vehicle. He could start and stop the engine, lock and unlock the doors, and track the car's location while he was renting it. Sinclair actually discovered that after he returned the vehicle, he still had access to it through the application. He found that even 4 days after returning the car, he could still have control of it. Enterprise finally removed Sinclair's access after Ars Technica reached out to the rental car company about the issue, and this still took them 3 hours after being informed. A previous and similar problem occurred last year in October, at which time Ford and Enterprise both said that they unpair the apps after they are sold or rented to new customers, but this is not necessarily true. Enterprise simply includes on a rental agreement that customers should unpair their personal devices from a rental upon return, but that does not always happen if a customer is in a really fast rush to get to their flight, for example. Ford puts the onus on the driver or the rental agency, saying that they have visual ways to show if an application is still paired to a car, and they remind dealerships to unpair cars before being resold. And unfortunately, unpairing devices from cars is not just an issue for Enterprise or Ford. As an example, I rented a car last week in Colorado, and two phones were still paired with that car after it was in my possession. I could see a call log, phone numbers, and names for the paired phones that had been used over Bluetooth. While the devices were no longer in the vicinity and they could not be connected, the history was still listed on the vehicle screen. So to Maria and Peter, whoever you are, I unpaired your phones for your security. You are welcome. In other news, used Teslas are being jailbroken so buyers can use all of the software applications that they expect when they buy the car. Tesla has been fighting for years against this kind of jailbreaking and hacking with no end in sight. According to reports, a person bought a user's Tesla from a dealer who had bought it directly from Tesla. It was advertised to include driver assistance systems and autopilot, which were included with the car when the dealer had bought it. This package usually costs $8,000. Tesla had remotely removed that software, saying that full self-driving was not a feature you had paid for. According to Tesla, the customer would now have to pay $8,000 more to get it back. Tesla pulls software on salvage vehicles, and an anonymous employee reported that he could push the software back to a car if a customer complained enough about it. Since the car receives software updates for certain features, these software updates can also be pulled, and in the case of Teslas, they do this anytime an upgrade package is included on a used car that's sold to a new owner because, according to them, the new owner did not pay for it. Many equate this to stealing, since in effect, it's similar to someone coming into your garage and taking off your muffler or your new tires. Teslas are often declared total losses if they are involved in accidents because the costs to repair are so high. If a vehicle is considered salvage, which is totally drivable in many cases, Tesla stops supporting the vehicle even if it passes an inspection by their own staff. Thanks to independent repair professionals, jailbreaking of Tesla software and restoration of features is becoming more common, though jailbreaking does void any warranty. But at the same time, warranties are already voided if the vehicle has a salvage title. These jailbreakers are trying to promote sustainable green energy by helping secondary owners get the software they expect and not contribute to more cars ending up in a dump. Check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a monthly hangout, an audio RSS feed, and a super fun Discord that you can't access. I will see you next time.